Let's do this. All right, if you guys got your Bibles, go ahead and turn to Proverbs 26. We're getting the word, because we tonight are talking about gossip, rumors, and all that drama. Oh, man, some ugly stuff in here. Ugly stuff. This is kind of where we were last week. And if my voice cracks, it's okay. I've already gone through puberty. It's just that we've been having this pastor's gathering. I've been yelling and shouting and screaming and stuff like that. So I feel like I'm at camp. So just work with it, even if I do happen to sound like Barry Manilow or something like that. Anyway, Proverbs 26, my Bible says this. Proverbs 26, verse 22, the Bible says, the words of a talebearer, you can insert the word gossip. The words of a talebearer or a gossiper are like tasty trifles. Tasty trifles. Ooh, trifles. That just sounds tasty. Tasty trifles. Maybe the Bible says they're like delicious or tasty morsels. And it says this. It says they go down to the inmost body, the deepest part of you. You know, we're talking about lies, rumors, and half-truths here. We're getting into this kind of stuff. And today, like we're talking about gossip and rumor. And it's true. The thing about gossip, I don't know. Okay, we're going to be real quick here. Who in this room has ever gossiped before? All right, don't be lying up here. Now let me ask you this. Who in this room has ever been gossiped about? All right, the hands up a little bit quicker this time. All right. Who has ever in this place been lied about? Dang, drama. Look, okay, now let me ask you this one more question. Who has ever lied about somebody? No, okay, right now, you guys are dirty, stinking liars, and you guys need to get saved, okay? just be thankful the ground doesn't open up underneath you tonight. Okay, here's the thing. Let's just be real, because we in church, we got to be real, okay? The thing about gossip is that it's so fun. Because you know when you get the scoop, you got to share it. Oh, when somebody tells you, did you hear? All of a sudden, broop, what did you hear, mijo? You know, it's like you want to know what they're saying. Oh my gosh. And I'm not saying it's right, because it's not right. You know, okay? But the truth is this is, and that's the thing with sin a lot of times, because this is a sin, gossip, just so you know, rumors, spreading rumors, that is a sin. The problem with it all is that it really, there's like this pleasure, there's like this fun factor to a lot of it these times. And that's, I mean, if it wasn't fun, people wouldn't do it. If gossiping was no fun, then people, nobody would gossip. But there's a lure to it, you know? And that's why the Bible says rumors, talebearers, the words that they say are like a tasty trifle, because, I mean, there's a reason the National Enquirer is still being printed and read. There's a reason why OMG and TMZ, okay? There's a reason why all these magazines at Stater Brothers are selling, okay? Because people love to read it. They love to be in people's business. They love to hear rumors. And that's why every time I go to yahoo.com, I see all, it's like half of it, it's all junk, man, because it's tasty. But it's a terrible, because everybody, just about everybody in this place, and those of you who didn't, you're lying right now to me, so whatever. But we've all been gossiped about, and we've all been lied about, and it really, really hurts. I mean, it really hurts. It's the thing that makes people switch schools. It's the thing that makes you stop talking to family members, and it divides people. It's terrible. It's terrible sin. God hates it. It's terrible. It's just wrong. But like I said, there's this allure to it. I remember when I was in eighth grade, we had this homecoming dance, and there was this girl. She won homecoming queen, right? She was wearing like a pink dress. She had her hair all up in curls and stuff like that. She had the glitter makeup, and that there was this. Everybody was talking about it when she was crowned. Everybody was talking about it at the dance floor, because everybody was saying the only reason she won is because she cheated. She had all her friends stuff the ballots and all these type of things. And I remember it was spreading like wildfire throughout it. And she was like crying. And I even started a rumor about her too. I said, you know what? I heard she has a hairy butt. And it's true. Those are the lies you make up in eighth grade, okay? That's the lie I made up in eighth grade. And I said it, and it was so wrong. And I knew it was wrong because I had never seen her butt before. Don't even go there, okay? But seriously, it was like horrible. It was really, really horrible. And I'm really ashamed of it. That's why I'm confessing to you right now, okay? So You know, I remember her crying. I remember walking by her and her friends in the circle, and she was crying and crying and crying. And I just, you know, I look back and it's like, I thought that was jacked up. I don't know if she really listened to my rumor, but all the other rumors were pretty bad. I just remember how hurtful she looked on her face. I mean, even today, I still remember what she looks like when she was crying and stuff like that. It was quite a scandal. You know, we looked at it last week. Proverbs 18:21. The Bible says that the tongue has the power of life and death. It has the power of life and death. See, that's why rumors and gossip is so horrible, because the rumors that people say can literally kill them, emotionally, socially. Okay, it can kill them even physically. The things that it's done. And especially with the internet, for those of you on Twitter and Tumblr and Facebook and the whole jazz, it's like so easy. I've seen the Twitter fights, okay? I've seen them, and they're ugly. I've seen the Facebook fights, and even though you don't name the person, you're saying, like, really bad things about them, you know, and misspelling cuss words and stuff like that about them, you know? It's ugly, and it's so easy to do stuff like that. And the crazy thing is, too, about rumors and lies and stuff like that is, like, sometimes, like, even with things we say behind people's backs, and especially things we say on the internet, it's like, you know they're putting them on the internet because you would never say that stuff. You would never say that stuff to their face. Never. And if you did, oh my gosh, it'd be the ugliest scene before second period ever. It would be the worst. Because you don't have the guts to say those things because you're not supposed to be. Imagine right now, the last online fight you saw. Imagine if it happened in real life. It would probably look a lot like this.
You are so ugly. You stink. You have ugly hair, ugly hairy legs and arms. You are so ugly. I hope you die.
What? I can't believe you.
Oh, you know. Oh, except there'd be like extensions pulled out. People would be like putting their hair up, popping off Lee press-on nails. Oh man, they'd be wearing their big old rings. I mean, it'd be ugly. It would be ugly. The security guards would have to get the pepper spray out. It would be one of those type of things, you know. Oh my gosh, it would be a mess. It would just be a mess. And you would never say that stuff in front of somebody. And here's the truth. I said it last week, but every year in America, 30,000 teenagers die because of bullying. That's a real number. World Health Organization. 30,000 teenagers every year in America die because of bullying, because of rumors, lies, gossip, and that stuff on the internet. And that's truth. The Bible says in Proverbs that it says that the power of life and death is inside of a tongue. So your words can either be bandages or your words can be weapons. Your words can either be bandages or weapons. Weapons kill, bandages heal. Because inside of your tongue is life or death. So when you open your mouth, what are you giving people? Are you stabbing in the back? Or are you taking their hurts and are you making them better? And when I was a teenager, I remember one of the hardest questions I had to figure out, because when I was in youth group, I was like sitting in the same seats you guys were, well, same ones, but you know what I'm saying, in another building. But I was like, okay, what's gossip? Because some of this stuff is true, okay? You know, it's like, where's the line, Pastor Richard? Like, what can I say? What can I not say? Where is, like, because, you know, I got to tell people things and I won't have nothing to talk about, you know? So I remember having the hardest time with it. So what is gossip? I mean, do you guys have a definition of gossip? Does anybody feel like they know what gossip is? Nobody? Mbiki, what's that? Telling lies. That's truth. That's telling lies is truth. Okay, telling lies. All right, that's good. Anybody else? Just shout it out at me. Shout it out. In the back, what do you got? Deceitfulness, that's good. Let me take one more. Telling lies, deceitfulness, what else?
Hurting people,
bam! And then somebody else said something in the back. Was that you? Telling other people's business. Ooh, maybe you guys do know what it is. Here's what I got. Here's what I my thinking, my postulating, my praying. This is what I got. It says this: to gossip is to, exactly what you guys said actually, is to reveal private, scandalous, or untrue information about somebody. It's telling something you have no business or right to say about somebody else. Or it's even this. It's sharing something about someone that you're not sure about. I think it's right. Maybe. I'm not too sure. But I have a reason. I have a reasonable reason to believe. That is gossip. It's revealing private, scandalous, or untrue information about somebody. Telling something you have no business or right to tell about somebody else. Sharing something with someone you are not sure about. You know, Psalm 101:5, go ahead, put it up there right here. You got to know what gossip is, because, well, Psalm 101, it says, whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, that's capital H, him I will destroy. Okay, when God says him I will destroy, chances are you don't want to do it, because he's telling the truth, okay? The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. Good way to get on God's bad side is to secretly slander your neighbor. You know, to secretly slander. You know, the Bible has this really cool word to talk about gossipers, and it calls them whisperers. Whisperers. Did you hear? No, I didn't. The worst is this. Did you hear? Oh, yeah, I heard. And then you tell them, they're like, you know, have you ever done that before? It's like, you just that you're like, you thought they knew, and then they're like, oh crap, they didn't know. Oops. That just happens. That's the worst, man. But whoever secretly slanders, because just like the whole internet thing, you know, if you can't say it out loud in front of the person, you shouldn't be saying it at all. And if it's wrong and you would say it in front of the person, then you're just rude, okay? So that's a whole different story. But that's what it is, guys. Look, you've got to be careful, because if you can't say it, anything you have to do in secret is wrong. If you can't tell your parents, don't do it. If you can't tell your youth pastor, don't do it. Look, if it's going to ruin your reputation, don't do it. Anything done in secret is wrong. All right? Unless it's like a surprise party. That's okay, you know? I mean, for reals. All right. Or like your password to Facebook. Don't do that. Don't get hacked, please. Okay. Gossip is secretive talk. See, gossip is slander. It's whispering. It's talking behind people's back. Look, it's funny, because even Jesus was gossiped about. And John, you don't got to turn there, but in John 7, I'm just going to tell you guys. In John 7, 12 and 13, the Bible says that the people were talking, and it says they were saying, Jesus is this and he's this. And they were talking all this mess about Jesus. And it says that they wouldn't say it openly because they were afraid if the Jews found out. They were afraid if somebody found out what they were saying, it would cause this riot. It would cause this huge mass. They were whispering. You see, gossip is whispering. Gossip is hurtful words. You guys said it. Look, your words can either be weapons or bandages. If your words hurt somebody else, you have no right saying it. You have no right saying it. Because that number, 30,000 people, every one of those numbers, every one of those 30,000 numbers has a name. They have a mother and a father. Many have a brother and a sister. And they all have friends. And because of the words that were spoken, all those people attached to those 30,000 numbers now have a void in their life, because that person's life was taken. Why? Because of words. Because somebody spoke hurtful words. See, here's the thing about gossip. Gossip can actually be true. It doesn't have to be a lie to be gossip. It can be true. You could be telling the absolute truth about what she did, with who she did it with, when she did it, and where she did it with. You know what I'm saying? It could be totally true. You could be an eyewitness to it. But look, if you are saying something that's hurtful about somebody else, then that's gossip. That's hurtful. And those words have nothing but death and poison inside of them. You know, And I want to read this to you. If you guys want, you guys can turn there. Because you guys got to flip some pages up in the service tonight, right? In 3 John 9 through 10, the Apostle John, he even begins to write about this man his name is crazy. I don't even know how to say it really, because it's crazy. But it says this, it says in 3 John, it says right here. It says, John says, I wrote to the church, to you guys, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence. He loves to be the first in line. He loves to be number one guy among them. He says, he doesn't receive us. He says, therefore, if I come, I will call to mind. He said, I will talk about and I will expose. He says, and we're going to deal with the deeds that he does, prating against us with what malicious words. And not content with just talking bad about people, not just content with that. He himself doesn't receive the brethren, the other people. And forbids those who wish, putting them out of church. This guy's kicking people out of church. He's talking behind people's back. He's saying hurtful words about other people. And right here in the Bible, John says, look, we got to deal with this, guys, because he's hurting and killing people with his words. Because he's using words specifically to hurt people. Look. This guy's words were tearing people down, and he's pushing people away. And that's what God hates, is when we push people away who need to be in church. Look, I don't care. I mean, look, I don't care if a person has been doing drugs, or a person is in a gang. I don't care, which gender they're dating if they come into this church. Because if we begin to talk smack and talk bad and gossip, can you believe they're sitting in the front row? Look. I mean, obviously I care about it, but it's none of our business to look down upon them and speak hurtful words and say things that insult and demean people. Because if there's any place that needs to be safe, it needs to be the church. And I don't care what their past is. I don't care what hurts they have. I don't care what they're dealing with. If they're in the house of God, then they're a brother and a sister. And they're in a place to receive healing. So if you're a part of this church and you're gossiping and saying hurtful things about other people in this room or guests or new timers, look, you're in a bad spot, because you're not just on Pastor Richard's bad side, you're on God's bad side, and you're putting yourself in a dangerous situation. Because wouldn't it be horrible to stand before God and to see the hit list of all the people that your words had stabbed? To see the list of all the people your words had killed? All the dreams that our words have stopped because we thought it would be okay to bully, make fun of, or hurt somebody. Wouldn't it be horrible to see that hit list? Diotrephes was that. Killing dreams before they were ever born. Pushing people out of church before they could ever meet Jesus. Now, obviously, people come to this place to get changed. So if they're doing and they're involved in those things, well, God has to change their heart. But if we push them out before they ever get a chance to meet Jesus, oh, we're in a bad spot. Gossip is sharing lies and secrets. Just give me Exodus 23 up here. Exodus 23:1. The Bible says this. Whew. Sorry, it's coming. It's okay. Exodus 23:1. Oh, you guys don't have it? That's okay. I have it here in the Bible. That's why I bring my Bible. Exodus 23:1. The Bible says this. Exodus 23:1. It says, you shall not circulate a false report. Do not put your hand with the wicked, or be an unrighteous witness. If you're lying about people, stop it. Because sometimes it just feels good to lie about people or to compare. And if you begin to share these things, and if you begin to spread false things, like that girl had a hairy butt, which I know was really wrong, and it was, then all of a sudden you become wicked. Okay, how many Bible verses you memorized? If you're lying about people, you become wicked. So we have to be careful about these things. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Now, the only way to stop it is you got to put it away. You have to literally stop it. Last verse right here. Get ready to shut this thing down, because I am just about done. Last verse, turn to Proverbs, back to Proverbs 26, right where we started. I had somebody ask me, I was talking about him because I was dealing with some rumors and stuff going around. And somebody asked me and they said, Pastor Richard, what am I supposed to do? People tell me these things. I don't know what to do. And I said, oh, easy. You got to stop it. You got to shut it down. See, because your words can either be bandages or they can be weapons. If someone comes at you with a weapon, you need to tell them to put it away. Because if you put it away, it's not going to hurt anybody. A sheathed sword ain't going to stab nobody. A gun on safety in its holster is not going to shoot anybody. A bomb without a detonator is not going to go off. So you've got to put it away. Shut it down. Get rid of it. If somebody comes up to you, did you hear? Or if you know, because you know when it's coming and you begin to see the hurtful words, you begin to hear. Or if someone said, if someone comes up to you and says, okay, I heard from Susan that Diane told her that Jimmy, then you shut it down. Because you know, cause look at two, three people down the line, you know there's not very much true in there. It's all like fluff. It's just additives. So look, if you see it, put it out. Proverbs 26, a couple verses before it, last verse right here. Proverbs 26, it says in verse 20, it says, where there is no wood, the fire goes out. Duh. It says, where there's no talebearer, the strife ceases. Charcoal is burning to coals and wood to fire. So a contentious man to kindle strife. And then it goes on to say about the tasty trifles. Look, if someone comes up to you, you say, look, I don't want to hear that. That's gossip. Call them out. Well, I'm just saying, man, I don't know. Maybe you should just watch it. No, I don't want to hear it.
But it's true.
No, I don't care if it's true. Ain't none of my business. It's hurtful. I don't want to be a part of this. This you got going on? I don't want it. Take it home. Go find some other hood rat to talk about. I don't want it. Look. If someone brings you garbage and you listen to it, that makes your head a garbage can. Because that's where you put garbage, right? You put garbage in a garbage can. So if you're going to listen to garbage, you stink. Okay? Ain't no Axe body spray going to fix that. Chocolate thunder. Not going to happen. Okay? Whatever it is. Your words can either be weapons or they can be bandages. So if you're in this place and somebody brings you a loaded gun, don't take it. Put it down. Get it away. If you know it, call it out. I don't want to listen to it because that's gossip. If you hear it, approach the person, get it squashed. If you hear it, protect yourself. If that person will tell you gossip, they will tell gossip about you. Oh, you know. Identify them. And say, all right, I want to hear it. And you know what? I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm going to protect all my Facebook posts from you, okay? You know, let it know. Protect yourself. Bible says guard your heart. Ask yourself, should I really know this? Does this make me hate this person? Because I don't even know them. How could I hate them, okay? Look, if it's not even true, don't even mess with that mess. Because your words that you listen to, and the words that you hear and the words that you repeat can either be words that are weapons or bandages. What are you going to speak? Don't turn your head into a garbage can because you're too pretty for that. I mean, seriously, Trenton. Brother, you're too pretty. You're a pretty man. It's true. It's true. Isn't he cute? Anyway. Oh, man. Anyway, who got something I got tonight? Let's give him a praise. Yeah.